We end up Tezvava mit Beis. We had learned and up Tezvava mit Aleph that Rab Shimon Ish HaMitzpah was Mishana Betomid. He darshan from the Posik Osirizim Echad Lachatos Lashem Aloilas HaTomid Yeosev Aniskoi that the Tomid has in itself characteristics of a chatos. That the first matone should be like every matone of an oile, which is tzvoinis mizrochis, and this is achash ishtayim. But the second matone, which is marovis droimes, should be two matones. One should be nois in Marova, v'achakach nois in Deroim. So the Gemara says, umimai de ba'oilo, in the middle of the Omid, and after Zvorim at Beis. Umimai de ba'oilo hu de koma rachmone ovid bo maise chatos. V'dilme bechatos hu de koma rachmone ovid bo maise oilo. He says, the Pasuk is speaking about the Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Usir Izim Echad Lachatos Lashem Al Oilas HaTomid Yeyosev Niskoi. So perhaps it means, how do you know to darshan that the Oilas HaTomid should have characteristics of a chatos, that the second and the Ruach Mar of Dorim will be Tumatonis? Maybe the Pasuk means that the soil shall Rosh Chodesh should have characteristics of an oila. V'duma b'chatos of the kamar achmon ovid bo maisa oila. So the Gemara says, lois al kedaita. V'chsiv al oila satomid yei oso v'niskoi. My kamar achmone midi dechatos shodi a oilo, that the chatos tika nihugim should be thrown, should be put on the oilo, al oilo satomit. Let us see Rashi. Dilma bechatos de Rosh Chodesh amar achmone ovid bei maisa oilo. Loisach kedaitach dechsiv lechatos al oilas, that the chatos should be put on the oilo. Now we're starting a new sugya. We have a Mishnah in Tomid, Tnan Hosam, Omar Lehem Hamemune, Tse'uve Viyu Tle Milishkas Beis Atloim. Bahaloi Lishkas Atloim Hoysa Bimiktoya Tzvoinis Marovis. So the Mishnah says that the Lishkas Beis Atloim, the Beis HaMoiket had four lishkais opening into it, four small rooms opening into the large Beis HaMoiket, and the lishka of the Beis HaTloim was in the northern western chelik of the Beis HaMoiket. Va'arba lishkais hoyu sham. There were four lishkais. Achas lishkas HaTloim. One lishke was for the tloim, which were used for the tomid. They needed tloim evokorim. So there was a lishke satloim. Va'achas lishke sachaisomais. We'll see in Rashi exactly what that is. Va'achas lishke beis hamoikod. There was a small lishke that opened up into the big beis hamoikod, which was also called a lishke beis hamoikod. Achas lishka sha'oisim bo lechem aponim, and there was a fourth lishka that they used to make the lechem aponim. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi to understand a little bit what this Mishnah is telling us. Tinan hosam b'meseches tomit, v'lo yishayech lemikvei b'gmore de yume. Really, it doesn't belong in yume. Elamishum de Mayri Lael, before we had learned Beshite ki hai gavne, we had before problems, stiris in two stamishnais, and the Gemara had a way how to be miyashiv the problems that we know who the Tana of this Mishnah is, who the Tana of that Mishnah is. Man Tana say the Yume, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvahi. we figure out that the Tana of our Mishnah is a Pshimnisha Mitzvah. Lei Shemini Lei the Omahoch. We don't have a Messiah that he said this. Ela Mishum De Shemini Lei the Poligasei the Tome. But we figured it out. Since we see that he's Chaylik, he's from the Tanoim, or he is the Tane, that's Chaylik and the Stam Mishnah is Mesech the Stome. Mukmi Listome the Poligatome Dalibe. So now if we have a Stam Mishnah in Yume, that is Chaylik and the Stam Mishnah in Tomid, so we say he must be the Tana. Ve'en Shita Kozois Metsuya Bigmor. We don't have too many cases like this of the similar Shilas and the similar Ikimtis. Is Kovanami Lahachka Bey, the Metupanami Bahachshit. So we're going to be Miyashiv also, Stiris and Tumishnayis, also with the same Mahalach, who the Stam Tan is of this Mesecht, and Memele, who won't be Shver from, we won't have a Kasha from one Mesecht to another Mesecht. So, Omar Lahem HaMemune, who has gone? The Memune was the Skana Kahanim. The Heviu, they should bring a Tle, the Tomit, for the Tomit. Milishkas Atloim. Shahoyu Atloim Shome Vekorim. The Tloim and the Lishkas Atloim were already Mevuker Mimum. Kedisnan Ein Poichsin Meshisha Tloim Avukorim Belishkas Atloim. The minimum amount of Tloim Avukorim in the Lishke was 6 Tloim. Bahaloi is not a loshen kasha. Kamei varei he be mokim ploini. The lishkas atloim was tzvoinis marovis. The miktsaya tzvoinis marovis shel base hamoike. This was in the northern western corner of the base hamoike. What was the base hamoike? Shoye traklin godol was a large binyan. Voye masikin boy midoyrois gedoylois lehischamem shom. And there were large fires, and the purpose of these fires were lischamim shom hakahanim, that the kahanim should warm up. Now, why were the kahanim cold? Shehulchim yechayfim al ritzpas azoret. They, when they were doing the avodah, they were barefoot, and the ritzpah was shehishel shayish, was a marble cold floor. So Memele, it seems they were not able to save the continue doing the Avoide without warming themselves up. So it seems may Avoide la Avoide, they used to come in and warm themselves up. V'hoyu b'mikzi oiseho. Now in the corners, the four corners of this large building, this large binyan, the base amoiket, lishkais psuchais. There were small rooms that opened up into the base amoiket. Kikitoni is psuchais letraklin. Kediktoni lekamon. Later we learned, va'arba lishkais hoyu shom, bedalad amiktoyis. Achas lishkais atloy. One was lishkais atloy. One was lishkais achaisomais. Shemeinichim shom chaisomais. In this Lishke, they had there the Chaisomoish Shel Lekeach Slosois Nesochim Minahegdish Bedomim. That a person who wanted to purchase Soiles, he wanted to purchase Yayin for the Minchas and the Nesochim, so he used to come to this Lishke, Kedisnan B'Mesech Eshkolim, Dalet Chaisomois Hoyu B'Migdish, V'Hoyokosov Aleihem Egel, Gdi, Zocho, Chayte. There were four Chaisamis. One was written Egel, one was written Gdi, one was written Zocho, one was written Chayte. Now, what's pshat in these four Chaisamis? Ve'ein Simone. This is a simen keves. Gdi was a simen of keves. Ve'ayil, that's Zocho. Ayil is a dichre, so they wrote Zocho. Upar was Egel. V'sholesh behemei shal metzayre, they wrote chayte. Now, so that means if a person had this chaysam, so that means, we'll see, he was entitled to the go to the place where they had the seilis there already, and then he was able to purchase the amount of seilis he needed and the amount of yayin he needed for his specific korban. If it was a par, if it was a kevis, if it was an ayil. Kol mi shemavakesh nesachim, whoever needed nesachim, baloi eitzel hamemuna alachai sameis, v'noisin leimoyz, and he gave him the right amount of money, kifi nesachim shetzorich. Umekabel mimenu choysom shel oysom nesachim, and he received a choysom, ubaloi eitzel hamemuna ala nesachim, umaraloi achoysom, he showed him he already paid the money for the Nesachim. This is the Chaysim, which entitled him to get the Nesachim. Mekabel mimenu Nesachim kada mefarish osa. Lishkas, one of the Lishkas was Lishkat Beis HaMoiked. Lishka Ktano Shekruyo Beis HaMoiked Upsucho Le Beis HaMoiked HaGodol. This opened up into the Beis HaMoiked HaGodol. And the fourth lishka was she'oisim bo lechem aponim, shel beis galmu oisim shom maise lechem aponim. This was a certain mishpoche, will have laid in Yuma, they were bikiyim in the baking of lechem aponim. It was a big kunst to make sure that the wool should not break, the walls of lechem aponim should not break. They knew how to do this. She'hoyu shom, they were there in this lishka. So we have here a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that the Mamunah told them to take the Tlef from the Lishka's base at Loim, and the Mishnah says where this was. Then the Mishnah continues that there were four Lishkas that were in the base Hamoiket. Before we go further, perhaps let us learn the two Taisvasin, and then we'll go further with the Kashiv of the Gemara. The Seder at Taisvasin and the Gei Elono, the first Tais we have to learn is the second Taisvasin on the Omen. Omer la Mamamune. Hocha ulekamon bereish peri gimel, Omer la Mamamune, tzu'u ulu'u imigiyah zman shchite. Perish Rashi, so Rashi says, who was the Mamune haskan? That was the Skana Kahana. So Taisvasin says, the lesser, it's not true. The Mamuna was not the Skan. How do you know this? The Birishalmi Choshev Hei Dvorim Shehaskan Meshamish. That there were five things that the Skan used to do. Ishi Koin Godol Hagve Yemincha Lekamen Beperik Torov Bekalfe. When there was Beshasta Hagrole, so the Skan said Ishi Koin Godol Hagve Yemincha. Then there was Haskan b'minay v'reish beis ov b'smoy l'beper koin godl. V'heinif Haskan b'sudren d'soiv m'seches tomit. V'haskan b'minay v'elohu, he lifted him up, ahi pirkenami. And then l'hoi koin godl m'smana shenas Haskan. L'kachoshiv l'hobadayov, this was one of the functions of the Skan, Omalem HaMamune, that they should tell them to bring the Tler. Omalem HaMamune tzuru migiyaz man shchite. Alme memune lav skanu. So you see, the memune is not the skan. It's very interesting. The Gois Rab Simcha Medesve, he brings a gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof HaMadalev, that the gemara says, Shma mino tloso, Shma mino heine memune heine skan. The gemara says there in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says when the Kohen Gadol was Menachem Avelim, so it says the Memune was on his right side, and he made the Kohen Gadol in the middle, and then later in the Barais it says the Skan was on the right side. So Moshe Shmami no, Aina Memune, Aina Skan. So now we have to look at the Tosis. The Tosis found that Yerushalmi was state verkehrt, and Tosis Master Nishbisnik from the Babli, the Gemara and Sanhedrin. That we have to know. But upon him, we hear via Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos who this Mamuna was. Va'achas, let's go now to the top Tosfos. Va'achas lishkas beis hamoiket. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, the shnei beis hamoiket hoyu. There was two beis hamoiket. There was a lishkas beis hamoiket. This was a small room that was a beis hamoiket, and then there was the large beis hamoiket. What was the purpose of these botei moiket? Little mehen eish letzorech hamizbeach. She mitzveh lohovi min ahedyet. There's a mitzveh b'shas, they made the maroche, was the lohovi min ahedyet eish. So Memela, so they had one large Beis HaMoked, which Rashi says Meduris Gdoilis, there was big fires there. There was a small Beis HaMoked with one purpose. Shim Yechabe HaEchod Yaviyu Min HaSheini. That they should be constantly a source of heat, that flames that we should have to lahavim in the hedyet for the maroches and the mizbeach. Fraktach toisves va'af al gav da kati avoy maroche lekiyom ha'eish lekamon besoif perek toraf bekalfi. Fraktach toisves, there was a maroche and the mizbeach for this purpose. A maroche lekiyom ha'eish. So, Shem Ashlacht Shana Yitzrichen Lekiyam Eish. Maybe you need both, all three. Shem Yikova Eish Mishnei Bote Yamoike Yikru Min Amarocha Asu Yilakach. So there were three Mekoymes to ensure that we'll have sources of Eish for the Maroch. Uchapeirushai Mashme Beperikama De Shabbos. Like the Rach, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Umachizen ho'u p'meduras beis hamoiket. Now let's just explain what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah differentiates between the beis hamoiket, the fire that wasn't the beis hamoiket, and stamazaya fire. If a person wants to kindle a fire, a bonfire, before Shabbos, he has to be madlik ruboy. The rov of it has to be burning, because it will just start the fire, and then it will become Shabbos. We're afraid the fire will start to die out, and he'll make chitoy in order to ensure that the fire should continue. So therefore, he has to be maches rov of the madura. That's begvulim. But machizen hu b'meduras beis hamukit, that you could just, right before Shabbos, you could just kindle a little eish over there, and that's when you don't have to be madlik roiv of the medur. My time, so the Gemara brings a memra of Ravune, adrosh b'chol meishveiseichem i'ato mavir, abel ato mavir b'meduris beis hamoiket. So the Gemara brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Leisavaru eish b'chol meishvei seichem b'yeim ha'shabos. They're not allowed to be mevar eish b'chol meishvei seichem. Om meduris beis ha'moiked, you're allowed to be mevar. Mashmet. So there's a drosh that's permissible. Now, let me just say over a little the Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos. Then we'll have a little difficulties in understanding the Ritas Loshana Taisvis. So that was Rav Huna's drasha. They asked Rav Huna, why are you permitted? What is the difference between the Beis HaMoiket? He says, because it says, B'chol Meishvei Seichem Leisavaru Eish. And then the Beis HaMoiket is not B'chol Meishvei Seichem. So the Gemara asks, Say Bezoi, Afilu B'Shabbos Nami. That's the Gemara's Akashan Rav Huna. So the Pasuk says, Osvash B'chol Meishvei Seichem B'yayim HaShabbos. And you're saying that the whole list is Davka B'chol Meishvei Seichem, not Beis HaMoiket. So Shabbos, you should also be permitted to do this. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that Im Chasheicha Machizen Aso. The Mishnah doesn't say that. So Rav Chisda Schoilek HaRavuna, Rav Chisda says, Osvash B'chol Meishvei Seichem B'yayim HaShabbos, is comes to tell us in the Beis HaMikdash when they were makter, the Pedorim and the Eborim, they were permitted to burn them in Shabbos. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Nothing to do with the Beis HaMoiket. Pshat in the Mishnah is because Kanem Zrizamein, you don't have to be afraid that there'll be Mechate, some Amele, so by them it's permissible, even if they were Machizen Esu, that's also permissible. That is the Gemara in the Sechte Shabbos, Tavchov. So Natoisva says as follows. My time, b'chol meishvei seichem yata mavir, abata mavir medulas beis hamoiket. Mash medulafi shu tzoyach hamizbeach yochel lahavir b'shabbos. Now, the Gemara never said that you can be mavir b'shabbos, but it seems Toisva means to ask as follows. The Gemara asks, If you're bringing a raya from the Pasuk, so Shabbos, it also should be mutter. So what's the kasha? The kasha is only the Mishnah doesn't say that. That means, according to Gmoz, says as follows, according to Rav Huna's drosha, it should be permitted in Shabbos. And mitzad the drosha should be like that. Now we have a kasha, the Mishnah never went that far. So Taisus seems had a kasha, how could you say such a thing that it should be mutter in Shabbos? How could Chilu Shabbos be mutter in Shabbos the Beis HaMoiket? So Taisus said, but according to the Rach is very good, because this whole Beis HaMoiket is a Tzorech Mizbeach. That means this is from the mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah lahavi eish min ahedyet, and the mitzvah lahavi eish min ahedyet is we have to be assured that we'll have eish, Eitzel ahedyet, that we should be able to be lahavi eish. There was a amarocha lekiyam eish, and there were two bote moiket to ensure this. So it seems this was a besadra, that this mitzvah we have, but this is a chelik of the avodas hamikdash. You need an eish, and memela you have to be assured you'll have an eish min ahedyet. So al kaponis ataisis means that means that what the Gemara asked, ayoche filo b'shabbos also. So the Gemara understood that be'etzem lulei divrei Mishneh, according to the drashish, be mutan Shabbos. So the Gemara understood that it could be mutan Shabbos because it's a tzeirich mizbeach. The Rashi pirish lefi shakehanim holchim yechayfen. Rashi has a different outlook at all about this Beis HaMoiked. The Kahanim went barefoot. The Bina Shleid Abachaytzes Beina L'Ritzbek and Isberg Beis Zvachim. Or Yishnei Botei Moiked Ve'eishol Marocha L'Kiyom Eish. So according to Rashi, that's the mitzvah lovi min ahedyet. That's the Eish, that's the we're a Marocha L'Kiyom Eish. So L'Chayre, so Taisus has, how could the Gemara even have a Havamina that it should be permitted to, it should be permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos for the Eish Beis HaMoiked. Tzorech Loima, how can you say such a thing? Tzorech Loima lepirusha detiru lahavir ha'eish b'medeiris Beis HaMoiked, af al gab lehavi tzorech mizbeya. Kimin de bazori lekerine bei b'chol meishvei seichem. So Taisa said that the Gemara understood Pshat that Mitzvah Shabbos was not Nemra B'chol Mokim. It was only Nemar B'chol Moshvei Seichem. A person who finds himself in the Azore, so he's not Mitzuvin Abore Seich. The Torah said, Klo, the Issa of Lesavaru Eish B'chol Moshvei Seichem. This is the Mokim where the Issa Abore Seich is applicable. According to the Havamina Gemara, if a person will be on Mars, he's also permitted to be Madlikation Shabbos. It's the mitzvah was said b'chol moshvei seichem. The Azor is not a mokim a moshev. The Azor couldn't be b'chol moshvei seichem. Baksim the Chodesh Shavuot Masechet Shabbos wants to say could be according to Rashi. It's also a tzeirich avoide. You need kahanim, the kahanim had to do the avodah. When they started freezing, they had to warm themselves up. That means they couldn't, it would be a marathon to be standing on the cold floor the whole day, without warming themselves up. They wouldn't be able to continue doing the avodah. So he wants to say it could be, that's also called a tzeirich avodah. It's not a tzeirich hamizbech, a tzeirich avodah. We needed kahanim to do the avodah, and the kahanim would be unable to continue doing the avodah if they're freezing away on the Ritzpah Shol Shais. Okay, let us get back now to the sugya. So we had a Mishnah in Tomid, that the Mishnah in Tomid tells us that the Lishkas Atloim was in the Marovis, Tzvainis Marovis of the Beis HaMoiked. In fact, the Gemara v'remina alesku akasha. We learned a Mishneh Midos, arba lishkais oyu lebeis hamoiket, ki ketoinius apsuches letraklin, small rooms that opened up to a traklin. Now, in these four lishkais, shtayim ba'kodesh, two were in the Azore, they had kedushas Azore, ushtayim b'chel. Veroshe, because the Beis HaMoiked Gufe was split in half. Half was Kodesh, half was Chil. Veroshe, Paspesin, Mavdilin, Ben Kodesh Lachil. And there was Simonim in the Beis HaMoiked Gufe that was Mavdil, the Azoredike, the Doromdike Chilek was Ketushis Azore, and the Tzofendike Chilek did not have Ketushis Azore. Uma Oyu Meshamshois, what was the purpose of these lishkais? Marovis deroimis, he hoisa lishkas tloi kolb. The Marovis deroimis, that was the place for the tloi kolb. So that's Bemis and the Kasha already. So we see klol that the Mishnah Mida says that the lishkas atloim was not, Marovis svoinis, it was Marovis deroimis. It wasn't the chaluk shal kodesh. Now the Mishnah continues, Dreimis Mizrachis, the Lishka Dreimis Mizrachim, Lishka Shayaisim Balechem Aponim, Mizrachis Sefoinis, Bo Gonzu, Beis Chashmeinoi Avnim Izbech, Sheshikzu Malchi Oivdei Kechovim, Sefoinis Marovis, Bo Yerdim Lebeis HaTvila. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the Beis HaMoiked, there were four Lishkais, the Beis HaMoiked, Psuches Lod, there were Pasuch to the Beis HaMoiked. Shtayim Bekoidish, Shtayim Bechil. Shal Beis HaMoiked, Mikzosa Bnuyo, Besoich Azore, half of the Beis HaMoiked was built in the Azore, Mikodeshes, Mikzosa Bechil. Veroshei paspesin chatiches eitzim mavdilim lesimim b'mokim ha-mafsik ben kodesh l'chil. Sheshikzuo malchei oivdei keichovim, sheiktivu oleho la'avoides keichovim b'migdosh. Abakatoni mi is, belishka satloim shibemarov is droimis. So b'meila, that's hanegei alonu. So let's go further in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. So what's the terrace of this kasha? Or Maravune, Mantane Midoi is Rabbeleza ben Yaakovi. The Tan of Midis is Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. Zogt Rashi, Mantane Midis, Hormas Nisan de Meseches Midis, this Mishnah is the Meseches Midis, Rabbeleza ben Yaakovi. The Stomei de Mas Nisan de Midoi is Kaimei Kevosi. The Stamishnais and Midis are going according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. Let us see Taisvis, and then we'll go further in the sugya. Dreimis Mizrochis, he hoiso lishkas lechem aponim. This was the lishka of the lechem aponim. Lekamon porich, the leel bemasnisen de tomid muchach, the he hoiso bekeren Mizrochis sefoinis. This was not the Reimis Mizrochis, it was Tzfainis Mizrochis. The Kachoshev Milishkas Tloim, the Mishnah in Tomid, starts off by the Lishke of the Tloim, Shoyse Bekeren Marovis Tzfainis, Ad Lishkas Lechem Aponim Dalid Lishkes, Vechi Makvis Derech Yemin, Nimtzeis lishkas lechem aponim b'tzfoinis mizroches. That means, according to the Mishneh in Tomid, so the lishkas beis atloim was tzfoinis marovis. Then it says there was a lishkas hachaisomis, so that mistama was dreimis marovis. You're going from yamin, so maybe you go from Tzvainis Marovis to Dreimis Marovis. Then you go V'achas Lishkas Beis HaMoiked, so that would be Dreimis Mizrochis, Mizrochis Dreimis. And then you're going again Liyamin, and then V'achas Lishkas Oysen Bo Lechem Aponim, so it comes out to Lishkas Oysen Bo Lechem Aponim, that was Mizrochis Tzvainis. That's what it comes out from this Mishnah. And here it says, Dreimis Mizrochis was the Lishka Shoysen Bo Lechem Aponim. So my lady is going to ask this theta also. Mishanilo. So we had the while there are two kashes that we have a stira from the Mishnah in Midas, the Mishnah in Tomid, where the Lishkas Hatloim was and where the Lishkas where the Shoyosim Bolechem upon him. That the Gemara asks these two kashes. The kasha long fractoisvis. Let's ask another kasha. Livrech nami. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the leil koma? The Rishar Shtei Lishkaiser have a Lishkas HaChaisomis. The Mishnah in Tomit said the other two Lishkas was Lishkas HaChaisomis, the Lishkas Beis HaMoiket. Behochi Koma, Sheba'achas Gonzo Beis HaShmeinoi. And one of them is Yerdim Litvila. Bachas Yerdim LeBeis HaTvila. Yes, Loimel, so Taisa says that the Gemara didn't ask. Tuve Ike Lishkais Umine Kalim. It could be there were other shimushim which were done in the lishka. The lishka sachisomis could also be a lishka sheshikzamalchi evde kechovim. I mean, there was more than one activity that was done in the lishka. I'm sorry, I said before from the Chodesh Avriv, I made a mistake, it's the Tosfos Yeshonim. The Tosfos Yeshonim says, Tefem Farashi, Behol Pesh Bekuntas Beis HaMoiket, Pesh Bekuntas Shoye Boi Eish Luis Chamal Kahanim Shohilchim Yechevim Al Ritzpe, Behol Demrin Verkam Bede Shabbos Avav Tamava Bemedurus Beis HaMoiket, Bekomokim Tzorech Avoida Krine Bei. That's called a Tzorech Avoida, Avishloyel Chamal Kahanim. That's what the Tosfos Yeshonim says. So now the Gemara answers, Omar Ravune, Man Tane Midas Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov. The Tane of Midas was Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov. Memel, that was not the Tane of Tomit. This Nan. Now how do we know that the Tane of Midas was Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov? This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Ezras Noshim Hoysa Oirach Meya Ushloishim Vechomesh Al Reichev Meya Ushloishim Vachomish. The Ezra's Noshim was a square 135 by 135. At Kufla Matei by Kufla Matei, I saw someone gives a simen, Noshim Daiton Kala. His Kala is 135. So Al Kaponim, so that's a simen to remember the Ezra's Noshim. The Arba Lishkois Hoyu Bedalid Miktsoy Oisel. And in the four corners of the Ezra's Noshim, there were four lishkais. Umahoyu meshamshay, state in the Mishnah Midas, what was each lishka used for? So the Mishnah says as follows. Droimis mizrochis, the lishkas droimis mizrochis. Hi hoysa lishkas anazirim. That was the lishkas anazirim. Shesham Nazirim Mevashlim Eshalmeyen Umegalchin Saron Umishalchin Tachasadut. So that was Lishkas Droimis Mizrochis. Mizrochis Sefoines Hi Hoysa Lishkas Dir Hoetzen. Mizrochis Sefoines, that was the Lishkas Dir Ha'etzim. Sheshom Kehanim Balei Mumin Oimdim Amatliim Ba'etzim. They made sure that there shouldn't be any worms in the Atzim, the Eitzim which would be used for the Atzim Aroche. Shekol Eit Sheyesh Boi Toilas Posol Legabi Mizbeach. Sefoines Marovis He hoysa lishkas ha-metzoroim. We'll see in Rashi, the metzoroim used to table themselves by Yom HaShmini. In this lishke. Marovis deroimis, Omar Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, shachachti ma-hoysa mishameshes. So, Kaponim, we see from the flow of the Mishnah, Rabbeleza ben Yaakov was the one that was explaining the different lishkais in the Ezra's Noshim, and then the fourth one he forgot. Al-Kaponim, we see that we have a Psastam Mishneh that is explaining the dimensions and the mekaymis and the ezras noshim as tamishne midis, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. The length of the Ezra's Noshim min ha-mizrach le-mairov al-roichav min ha-tzof le-dorm. Even though this was a square, but the Eirich, we would consider the whole base HaMikdosh, which was in a rectangular form. So the Eirich went from mizrach le-mairov. The roichav was from Tzof on the Don. A mishalchim tachas hadud, tachsiv enosan al ha'esh asher tachas zebach hashlomim. Lishkas hametzayroim, this was Tzfoinis Marovis, forosh pipirkin de lakamon shesham hametzayroim toivlon bishmini letaroson, kshaboim lahachnis yedein lebohoines, afa pishetovo mebe'erev, there was a tvila yoyim hashmini. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shachachti mechlal the reisha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov komolo. Zok the Gemara weiter. So we have one Mishnah in Midas that is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ochinami mestavra. I have another raif. There's another Mishnah in Midas that it seems goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ochinami mestavra Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That the Stam Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Snan, we learned as follows. Kol akisolim shahoyu sham. Now negei alonu, this is speaking about Harabayis. This not kol akisolim shahoyu sham. All the kisolim that were surrounding the Harabayis, hoyu gevoyim, they were tall. The Teferes Yisrael in Mishnayis says that they were 70 amos tall. Taisa Shishonim by Taisa were 40 amos tall, but they were tall kaisolim. Chutz mi kaisel mizrachi. The kaisel mizrach was a short kaisel. Why? Why was this shorter than the other kaisolim? Because there was a problem. Shahakoyin asayreif esaporet. Oimeid bahara mishre. The Kohen Asayif Esapor was standing in Har HaZeisim, umiskaven v'roye keneged pischoy shel heichol b'shas hazoas hadam. That v'shas, he was zeirik the dam, he had to be zeirik keneged pischoy shel heichol. Now he had to see the Pesach of the heichol. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to prove that even though all the she'orim mizrach, were mechuvonim ze keneged ze. That means as follows, that the shar of the kaisel mizrachi was mechuvon keneged the shar that opened up into Ezra's Noshim. And the shar that opened up into Ezra's Noshim was mechuvon to the shar keneged Ezra's Yisrael. And that was Mechuvin, Keneged, the Ulam, and the Heichel. So that means that they were Mamish Mechuvin in the same Mokim. Afal Pikein, one that was standing in the Shar, Keneged, the Shar HaMizrochi, would not be able to see the Heichel. Why wouldn't he be able to see the Heichel? Because just that's, because the Heichel was more than 20 amis taller. That's going to be the maskanas haGemara. Just to get to understand what the Gemara is trying to prove, the Heichel was more than 20 amis higher than the mashkai of the Shar HaMizrach. That means that we're speaking about Har HaBayis. We're speaking about a mountain. So, memela, if a person is standing in front of the Shar HaMizrach. So the Shar HaMizrach has a height, but we're speaking with the it's going, the Har HaBayis is going further up. So the askeife, the bottom of the floor of the heichel, was higher than the top of the mashkeif of the Shaar HaMizrach. So therefore, in order for the Kohen who was standing in Har HaZeisim to see the Pesach HaHeichel, we had to make sure that the Koisel HaMizrachi would not block his view. So he was able to see by standing in Har HaZeisim, he looked over the Koisel, then he was able to see the Pesach HaHeichel. But if the Koisel Mizrachi would be a tall Koisel like all other Koiselim, so Memele, so the Koisel would block his view, it would be impossible for him to see the Pesach HaHeichel through the Pesach of the Koisel Mizrachi. That is what our sugya is going to speak about. Now let us see again. Kolak, we have a Shtamishne, Kolak Solim, Shohoyu Shom. All the three ksolim, the kaisel, marovi, and tzvoini, and deroimi, hoyu gvoyim. They were tall kaiselim. Chutz mi kaisel mizrochi, shakoin asef esaporo, oimed bahara mishro, umiskaven vroik neged pisre shaleichu bishas azuas adam. So in order that the kohen should be able to see the Pesach HaHeichel, we had to make sure that the Koisel HaMizrochi did not block his view. Usna, so now we're going to explain why would the Koisel block his view? Why can't he see the Pesach HaHeichel from the Pesach, from the Shaar of the Koisel HaMizrochi? It was a big Shaar, it was 20 Amos tall. Usna, we learned a different Mishnah. Kol HaPsochim Shehoyu Shom, Goivon Esrin Amo V'Rochbon Eser Amos. It was a Goiva of 20 Amos. Usnan, we learned another Mishnah. Lifnim Mimenu. That means after one entered from the Koisel Mizrach, he entered the Shaar HaMizrach. So he went further in, he came closer to the Beis HaMikdash, Seireg. There was the Seirig, there was like a slatted fence that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. This was a small fence, it was 10 tefachim. Usnan, lifnim mimenu, now after he went in after this Seirig, hachel, there was an area hachel, eser amais, which was a reichev of eser amais. Now, from this, in this chel, The Harabayis jutted up already. That means the elevation, there was stages of elevation. So till the Seireg was one flat level. From the Seireg, which we had the area of the Chael was an area of steps. And therefore, One went up the steps from the Seirik to the Chel, and that the Chel brought me to the Ezras Noshim. So the Chel is now lifnim imenu achel eser amos, ushteim esrei mailois hoyushom. There were 12 steps. Rum mailo chatzi amo. Each step had a goiva, a height of a half an amo. The shilcho and the width of the step was also Chatziyama. So now, the vial, we went up 6 Amis. So in order to enter the Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Noshim was 6 Amis above the Karkois of the Harabais. Now, let's go further. We're in the Ezras Noshim, we'll go further. Tes Vav Mailois, there were 15 steps, Oilois mitoicha hayordois mi Ezras Yisrael Ezras Noshim. Ezras Yisrael was also on a higher level than Ezras Noshim, and the elevation came about through 15 steps. Rum mailo chatzi amo v'shilcho chatzi amo. So how much higher was the Ezras Yisrael from the Ezras Noshim? It was 7.5 Amis higher. So the vial, we have 13.5 amis from the Karkois of Har HaBayis. Usnan, we learned another Mishnah, Bein Ha'ulam Vela Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Chav Beis Amis, there was 22 amis, Ushteim Esrei Mailis Ha'yusham, and there were 12 mailis, Lum Mailo Chatzi Amo, Vishilcho Chatzi Amo. So now, so that's another 6 amis. So we had 13.5 amis, and another 6 amis, so we have 19.5 amis, and we have a problem. That means if the Karkois Ahechol is 19.5 amis taller than the Karkois of the Koiso, of where the Pesach of the Shah HaMizrach starts, and we have a 20 Amma Pesach, so it's possible to look through the Shah and still see from the Shah, you could see the Karkois HaHechel. You could see the Hechel, so you could be Zayri Keneged the Hechel. So the question arises, so why was it necessary to lower the Koisel? The Mishnah says the whole reason the Koisel was lower, that the Koyin that was in Har HaZeisim was, why did the Tana say in Midas that it was necessary to make a low wall? L'chayra, the Hechel was only 19.5 amis taller than the Karkois Hechel was 19.5 amis taller than the Pesach of the Shah HaMizrach. So he could look, he could still see the Hechel. Usnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oima, Maila Hoysa Shom, there was a Maila in the Ezras Yisrael, the Gavoya Amo, the Duchan Nosun Oleo, by Sholish Mal Shal Chatzi Chatzi Amo. So Memela, so he elevated, we have 19.5, now he elevated the Azora another Amo. So now we have 20.5. Yamad Bishloime Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he, so if you'll say the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, but the Stam Tana of Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hainu de Ichselei Pischa. So therefore, it was covered, the height of the Hechel made that it was impossible, it was covered from the Pesach. You were unable to look, to see from the Pesach, unable to see from the Pesach of the Shah Mizrach into the Hechel. Aliyamrit Rabbonon, Ike Palga, the Amse, the Mischazele, Pischa Begave. There's still a half an Amo in the Goiva of the Pesach of the Shah HaMizrach that one could still see standing Mechuvin. Opposite the Pesach, he could see the Karkois HaHechel. And the Stam Mishnah Midai says no, they had to lower the Koisel in order for the Koin to see the Karkois HaHechel. Elav Shema Mino, so we see that Stam Mishnah of Midas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hachinami Mistavre de Stam, the Midas Rabbi Elazar Kamala, the Snan Kolak Solim. This Mishnah can only stem with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kolak solim shoyu shom b'chol binyoni harabayis hoyu gvoyim harbi meyoyin. At shahoyu kol psochim shebem. The doorways alone was gvoyim chof amah. Levad mi mashal apsochim harbi meyoyin, that over the psochim there was very tall kesholim. Chutz mi koisel mizrochis, hu atachtoin, this was the bottom koisel, leraglei harabayis, sheboi, through this koisel, through the shahr of this koisel, nichnosim lechel, you were eventually able to enter the chel, shelifnei ezras noshim, the chel was the elevated area before ezras noshim. Umin achel, nichnosim lezras noshim, umin ezras noshim, lazor agdoilo. שכהן הסוירף הספור עומד בהר המשכן, וכהן הסוירף הוא סטנדינג בהר המשכן, הוא הר הזית, משל הפני ירושלים מקדם, this was towards the east side of ירושלים, ופני הכהן למיירב, and the כהן faced מיירב. ומסכוון ורויה, and he was, and we saw, מעל גויבה הראש הכיסל, over, he was, he stood over, was able, he looked over the Kaisel Mizrahi, derech ha-sha'orim, through the sha'orim, shalifnim imenu pischei shalaychuk shumaza bedam. Nismaza bedam, he looked over the Kaisel through the sha'orim, and towards the Pesach Eichuk, and we'll see, v'hiza al noichach pnei almoy, v'moysa ha-kaisel gavoyam. So the Mishnah is telling us, if this Kaisel would have been a tall Kaisel, af al pisha ha-shorim b'chubonim zeh k'neged zeh, shahar ha-rabayis k'neged shahar ezras noshim, v'shahar ezras noshim, it's a mistake, it should be with an ayin, k'neged shahar ha-zor ha-gdoilo, v'shahar ha-zor k'neged pesach ha-hichol, le-ho-yochol liris es pesach ha-hichol derech psochim, would be impossible for him to see the Pesach Eichel, v'shahar oilech ha-magbiyah v'oilech, because the har is going up. Ad shekarka Pesach ha-heichel gavoya chof amos yoysa mikakoi raglei harabais. It is taller. Ad shekarka Pesach ha-heichel gavoya chof amos yoysa mikakoi raglei harabais. Nimseis iskoifa sa-heichel. The iskoifa of the heichel is the threshold of the heichel. Gavoya mimashkoi Pesach harabais. The skoiv of the heichel is taller than the mashkoi of the Pesach harabais. La yuchal lirois chalal Pesach heichel derech oisei Pesach. He would not be able to see the cholol of the Pesach of the heichel through the Pesach of the Shahar HaMizrach. Usnan kol ha-psochim, usnan lifnim eimen, kol ha-nisnan usnan dekamais yochel lefrushi yosei. Le mashkachas de ichsi pischa tatom b'malo yisela harabayis that the discovery is unable to see it el rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov voyim esrim ama all the shorim are gvoyim esrim ama even the gvoyim esrim ama le mashkachas shenistam b'malo yisela harabonon so the steps of the hal would not make that one cannot see the Pesach HaHeichel according to the Rabbanim. Lefnimi menu soirik. Soirik hoyo shom lefnimi kaisel mizrochi vi mechitza asuye nekovim ki seruge mito shal chavolim like the mito shal chavolim was like woven together. Voisin oise bedafe eitz aruchim ektzorim shekoyrim latish like a thin slat, so makivin oisim su al gabzu balachsein, the kairin oisim belas prudni, it was a trellis work. Lifnim me oisai soirik, o yamokim ponu yud amis, vuhu nikra chel, that was the chel. Ushteim esrei mailis hoyu, now in this chel, there were 12 steps. Bo oisan yud amis, in these yud amis shahar, Magbia min ha-soyrig, from the soyrig at Shares Rasnoshim, Rum, so there was a elevation of 6 amas. Rum, kol mailo mailo chatsiyama, reish olo karka ez Rasnoshim bov amas. Vishilcho meshech roichav ha-mailo was chatsiyama, v'urko b'chol roichav ha-har le-tzofen u-le-dorim. That means the steps were the whole length, or the whole width of the halah, that means mitzofen ledorim, was complete steps. Now, between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisro, there was Tesvov Mailus. Goi v'akarkas Yisro me Ezras Noshim. Arei she'ola ha'hor, yud gimel amir v'chatzi, so you have 7.5 plus 6. Usnan bein ulam l'mizbeach, yud beiz mailus, reisha gov karka eichel mikarka harabayis hatachten. You have another 6 amis, tsha esrei ama v'chatzi, so you have 19.5 amis. Aba adayim nisha min ha-pesach hatachten chatzi ama hol yoyne, lira is derech shom chatzi ama tachtoinom, Shalchlau Pesach HaHeichel. So it'd still be possible, standing by the Pesach, the Shah HaMizrach, to see a kaponim, the bottom half armor of the Eichel. So why did they have to have that the Kaisel Mizrachim should be low, that the Kohen HaSeirah should be able to look over the Kaisel? It's not a blessing. Yaakov Eimer Maila Hoisa Oy Be'ezras Yisrael. Be'ezras Yisrael was elevated another Amo, Gvoya Amo, Ve'oyrka Be'oychav Kol Azorom. V'duchen Shalavim Boni Alev, Gvoya Amo Ve'ratzi. Uboy Gimel Maila Shalchatzi Amo, Shalchatzi Amo, Shalom Bem Leduchen. Is Yamrit Bishloim Estoma Diktoni de Kais Mizrachi Nomuch de Lirais Mimale der Shayas as Noshem as Israel as Chal Pesach Heichol. If you say Rabbi Lezeri, the Islay Milo Yisera, the Gavoya Karka Heichol Mikaka Tachnichov Amma Vachatzis, we had another Amma Heinedich Slay Pesach Tachten Begoy Vakaka Heichol. So it was covered. One would not be able to see into the Heichel. Eli Amrit Rabbonom. Arele Olu Amailois. Eli Yutes Amis Vechatzi. Uposhle Palga Amse. The Mischazile. Pesach Heichel Begavel. Lekoin Shebehara Zeisim. Let us just see. Taisvis. Arike Palga da Amse. Hodele Mishani Sheheichel Hoyele Askoifo Lamata Bepisre. Maybe the Heichel had an Askoifo. From a mele, so we have here another half an amma, she's a gavei chatsiyama, the kimlei shlei hoyokach. Im timtze loy meshoye loy, ayishara shom kemoikein, im kena kati kapal gadam, se mischazi pischa begave. If there was every shah had a skaifa of a chatsiyama, so we started building the 20 ammas over this, so we still would be able to see in the heichel.